Mishnah Yomis for Sunday, the 26th day of Tevis, Tavshin Pei Dalad. Masechta Ksubos, Perek Shlishi, Mishnah Gimel. In the parsha of the Torah, when it talks about a rapist, an oines, it says, Ki imtza ish nara besula asher lo erasa. Three things it says. A man will find three descriptions about the woman. She's a nara. She's aged between 12 and 12 and a half, and she's produced a pubic hairs. Besula, she's a virgin. And Asher lo Oirasa, who has not or is not been Oirasa, not married. She doesn't have Kiddushin. Now, we've already explained that this Pasuk is telling us that there's no chiyuv, there's no obligation to pay the penalty unless he was Oinus Anara, who is a Besula. But our mission is going to talk about the third description, Asher Loi Oirasa. What does that come to tell us? And here we have a Machlokes, Rabbi Yosi Aglili and Rabbi Akiva. According to Rabbi Yosi Aglili, this posse comes to exclude a Nara Besula who was once an Arusa. According to Rabbi Yosi Aglili, if she has been married or had Kiddushin once, and she has been divorced or widowed from Erusin, then even though she is now still got a cheskas besula, she's still considered as a status of a virgin. Nevertheless, the oinus, the rapist, is not chayv to pay knas. If once, even once in her life, she had kiddushin, that's it. Rabbi Akiva is going to argue, as we'll see in our Mishnah. Nara shenisarsov and isgarsha. A nara who was had kiddushin, but then was divorced. But it was never consummated with a chuppah, never lived together, so she still got a status of a besula. Nevertheless, Rabbi Yosi Aglili Omer ein lo kenas. He maintains that she will not get any kenas, no penalty of 50 shkolim if a man rapes her, because he learns that asher lo oirasa means that a woman who has never ever been arusa, never had kiddushin, only that type of a woman will get a kenas. Rabbi Kiva Omer yesh lo kenas. According to Rabbi Kiva, he says that such a woman will get a knas. He holds that the Pasuk is not coming to exclude an Arab Basula who was once an Arusa. Because, according to Rabbi Kiva, it doesn't matter if she's had Kiddushin once. As long as she's been divorced or widowed from Kiddushin only, and she's still got a status of a Basula of a virgin, then one who rapes her will be chayv to pay the knas. U knasol atzma, but she will keep it instead of giving it to the father, which normally is what happens, it'll go to her herself because she is out of the jurisdiction of the father by the fact that she had kiddushin and was divorced or widowed. Rabbi Akiva is of the opinion that when the Pasuk says, Asher lo oirasa, what does that mean? Not who hasn't never been have kiddushin. It means im lo oirasa. If she is now not married, then she's a virgin and a nara, then he pays the father 50 kesef. But if once upon a time she had kiddushin, then the knas goes to the anusa herself. Then she keeps it herself. And the halacha is indeed like Rabbi Akiva. So according to Rabbi Akiva, the only difference between a woman who has never had kiddushin or has had a kiddushin but has been divorced is whether who keeps the knas, who keeps the penalty. But does the law of the paying the 50 shekels still apply? Yes. And the halacha is indeed like Rabbi Akiva. Now, the Mishnah mentions the case of a woman who had erusin, a nara had erusin, and was divorced. That's important, because it's only because she's been divorced or widowed that there is a machlokes between Rabbi Yosi Aglili and Rabbi Akiva as to whether there is payment or not. But if he raped a nara when she was still an arusa, when she hasn't had a divorce, and she's married, she's basically a married woman, she's considered an Eishes Ish, despite that she's still a Basula. And everybody agrees, Rabbi Kiv would also agree, that there's no penalty, no knas. Why? Because then an Eishes Ish that he raped, that's a chiv of Mrs. Beistin. That's a death penalty. And whether he gets killed or not because of no Eidim or lack of Eidim is irrelevant. If he did an Aveira, for which there is a penalty of death by Beistin, then even though there is payment associated with it, no, there's no payment. Potter mitashlomin. and therefore there will be no knas, even according to Rabbi Akiva, in that situation. Mishnah Dalet. We turn now to the case not of the oines, the rapist, but the seducer, the mefate. And then the mefate is discussed in Mishpatim, as it says, ki yifate ish besula shel arasa, when a man will entice, will seduce a girl who's a virgin, who is not married, he pays and he lives with her with consent, then he has to take her as a wife if she consents. And if the father doesn't want, then doesn't want to give her daughter in marriage, then he has to pay money. Kemoihar hapsules, the Torah calls it, kemoihar hapsules, like the dowry or like the amount that's mentioned elsewhere for a virgin, i.e., he pays the same amount as prescribed for an oines, for one who is raping a woman. But that's only if he doesn't want to marry her, or if she, or if the parents don't want to give her to him as a bride. Our mission is going to talk about differences between the oines and the mefate, between the one who rapes and the one who seduces. Says the Mishnah, Hamefate noisen shlosha dvarim. One who seduces a woman has to pay three things. V'ha'ones arba, one who rapes a woman, the Nara Basula, will pay four things. Hamefate noisen boishas ufgam uknas. One who seduces this Nara Basula will pay for the embarrassment suffered, the loss, loss in value of a woman, and the knas, and a penalty. However, the rapist has to pay an extra item, and that is shenos nesatzar. He has to pay for the pain suffered because he forced her, as opposed to the mefate who only seduced the woman. Ma ben ha'ones l'mefate. Now, the Mishnah summarizes what are the differences between an oines, a rapist, and a mefate, one who seduces the Nara Basula. One, ha'ones noisen esatzar, v'mefate en noisen esatzar. The rapist has to pay for the amount of pain, for the amount of pain that was inflicted. The seducer, the mefate, does not pay for the amount of pain. When it talks about an anusa by a woman who's raped, it says inui, talks about the pain. Ha'oines, one who rapes, the Nara Basula, noisen miyad, has to pay the penalty of 50 kasef immediately to her father, even though he takes her as a wife. As it says by an oines, V'nosan ha'isha shoicheb ima, the one who slept with her, shall pay to the ovi avi anara 50 kesef, and furthermore, if they are agreeable, they can force him to marry the daughter, the woman. V'hamafate, but the one who seduces the woman, will only pay the 50 kesef l'chshiyotzi, when he divorces her, or if he doesn't marry her, then he has to pay it. So he has a choice. He has a choice of either paying the penalty, or taking her as a wife, and then he does not have to pay the penalty. And number three, ha'oines shoseh ba'atzitzoi. One who rapes the woman must drink the cup that he, or keep the cup that he drank from. No matter, even if he doesn't want to marry her, he is obligated by the Torah to take her as a wife, obviously if the father and the girl are agreeing. And it's forbidden for him to divorce her. As it says, "Veloisi Elisha Tachasashina," she shall be his wife because he raped her. She's not allowed to get rid of her. You're not allowed to send her away. V'hamafate imrotze lahoitzi moitzi. Whereas the one who seduced the woman, and he pays the, if he doesn't want to marry her, you can't force him to marry her. In mekoifi moisei. And if he does marry her, he's allowed to divorce her. Whereas, as we said before, the oines, the one who rapes her, is never ever allowed to divorce his wife if she wants to stay married, or if the father wants to, was happy with them to be married to her.